right.
Oh, Jason, you broke it. I'm not on screen. Put me on the screen. Thank you. Tonight, Osmo is being added to the Autopia at Disneyland. In response, Universal has added Jock the Chocolate Robot to the upcoming Fast and the Furious ride. Wilderness Lodge is turning the former pool bar into a salon. After that, the new DVC rooms are turning the resort into Motel 6. Annual pass holder previews for Pandora, the World of Avatar, coming soon. But don't worry, if you can't get in, there's always the AP previews for Race Through New York starring Jimmy Fallon. You've read WDW News Today. Now you experience WDW News Tonight.
Live from Orlando, Florida, WDWNT.com, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, presents WDW News Tonight. Now, here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and me, Nicholas Cicero.
That's Nicholas Cicero. Yay, fake applause, yay! Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss. You're not. Nicholas Cicero's in there. Jason Diffendall in the control room. Josh from EZWDW.com's hanging around. He's going to be part of March Madness later. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Thank you. That's nice. Nicest introduction I've ever received.
Is it?
That's nice.
Aw.
I appreciate it.
Sweet. Anyway, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're off last week. We're here this week, and we're starting March Madness. We've done this. This is our third year now, Nick, right?
So excited. Yeah, third year. We had Extinct Attractions, and characters.
We have a record number of people signed up to play along. We did pre-signups, and hundreds of people signed up, which is well above and beyond anything we've had before for this, so it should be completely psychotic, so please bear with us. So later tonight, as Nick said, before we've done, what did we do? We did current attractions and extinct attractions.
Oh, yeah.
In that first year, yeah.
We did both of those. We did both.
And then last year, we did attraction characters, original attraction character tournament. And now this year, we are doing all of the table service restaurants at Walt Disney World are going head-to-head. That's why Josh is here. Josh is the dining man.
Yeah, I eat a lot.
Josh,
I eat a whole lot.
Josh knows his restaurants very well, so that's why he brought in the ringer, and as well we have the rest of our illustrious panel joining us later for that. And then several hundred of you are playing along at home in the midst of that, and we'll get to that more. That's coming up. We're going to start that towards the end of hour one, but we got lots more to
do. And that's not their only bracket.
No, it isn't. We also have March Tragic.
Yes.
March Tragic is this fun thing. This actually is what launched our T Public store last year. The winning shirt was the Hollywood Studios hard hats.
Yep.
It was our first shirt we ever did. And it was the winner of the March Tragic tournament, which is 32 ideas for T-shirts that Disney will never make, but we probably will. So, yeah.
The winning design gets made.
Those of you, you didn't have to pre-register for this. If you're out there in the chat, you're going to get to play a role in helping us decide what's going to be our next politically incorrect t-shirt.
And if not, that's over at listen.wdwnt.com or on the free WDWNT app.
There you go for the chat room. But regardless, if you're just listening in, thank you for joining us as always. And now the news brought to you by T Public. Let's get started. Lots to talk about. Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland turned 50 years old on Saturday. As did the original announcement of Pandora, the World of Avatar. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that was actually the last announcement made by Walt Disney before he died.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And there goes the audience. The anniversary was celebrated with free buttons, cards, and the release of special t-shirts, pins, and a souvenir stein, all of which sold out within hours and were on eBay within minutes. Those lines for merchandise were so long.
How long were they?
They were so long that you could have listened to our entire Back to the Future segment on Pirates of the Caribbean while you waited. It's 4 hours long.
Oh,
that's the joke.
That was a long one.
It was a long one. Special food was also available, including gold-dusted churros and beignets. So it was like eating at a rapper's house.
How were those churros?
They were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beignets were good, too. I still got to write that up. Anyway, moving on. The recent opening of Geyser Point Bar and Grill, the quick service location at Wilderness Lodge, has enabled Walt Disney World to reimagine the former Trout Pass Pool Bar, which will soon become the Salon by the Springs. That or Disney misspelled saloon. Not entirely sure. Anyway, Salon by the Springs will offer a variety of manicure, pedicure, and hair services. The transformation has officially begun already on this now closed location that will be turned into a salon. So how long until Stitch's Great Escape becomes a nail parlor?
Oh, my God. That'd be great. You got the seats there.
Yeah, right? You do have the
seats.
It's perfect.
You know. Yeah. Hold people down and
Stitch spits nail polish remover at you.
Brilliant. Anyway. Get a little massage while you're in there, too. On your shoulders there. Bring down the bars. It'll be a comfortable place.
Anyway. Something including Honda's Osimo is apparently coming to Disneyland's Autopia. Honda and Disney will be making an announcement tomorrow. Honda took over the sponsorship of the Autopia, promising more changes would come, but none ever came to fruition in the first year. Some people are guessing that Osimo will drive guests around, but don't be ridiculous. That's just Walt Disney World's next upcharge. So. Josh, we need to get you an Osimo to drive you around.
Tired of taking me where I need to go?
Yes. Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Anyway, we could be getting close to some sort of annual pass holder preview for Pandora, the World of Avatar. Rumored dates for the AP previews are April 8th and 9th. I can't believe it isn't on April 1st. You know, you just show up and they'd be like, psych, we're still a year from opening. Get out of here. Not even close.
Seems more likely than the April 8th date, if you ask me.
No one asked you.
Nobody's working yet, but it'll be fine. Yeah.
Registration for the previews will be done on the Walt Disney World website at some point. Who the hell are we kidding? That's never going to work. It's the Walt Disney World website. Oh, boy.
Not looking forward to that.
What'll open first, Pandora or the Walt Disney World website registrations? You decide. This week, Disney shared the incredible backstories and more information on some aspects of Pandora. Alpha Centauri Expeditions, or ACE, is the eco-tour company that brings us Pandora through a partnership with the Na'vi. Their mission statement, our dream is that all those who crave excitement crave exciting adventures in nature can find them with ACE. We look forward to helping you discover the wondrous beauty that the world of Pandora has to offer. It was originally incorrectly quoted as Walt Disney. In fairness, it's probably better than We Go Wild at Kilimanjaro Safaris. So. Founded by Marshall Lamb, ACE hosts travelers and also provides lodging, food, merchandise establishments, pathways, bridges, safety railings, lights, fans. This is all real, by the way. This isn't stuff we added as a joke. Informational and safety signs, river transportation, as well as park guides who know all about the land, flora, and fauna within the Valley of Moara. They also know how to find the express bus stop. When you visit Pandora, the World of Avatar, you're visiting a specific region, regional area of Pandora, the Valley of Moara. The native inhabitants, the Na'vi, live in distinct clans throughout the moon. Moara is home to the Omatikaya clan. So to help you all out, here are some key phrases. We have some key phrases in Na'vi for you. You might want to learn.
Oh, no.
There's Kalti, which means hello.
Mm-hmm.
Irayo means thanks.
Of course.
Rute means please.
Rute.
And Weiru So means please pass the blue cheesecake. Anyway. I can't even continue after that one. You know, before we went on air, apparently now the menus are up for Pongu Pongu and Satuli, and I would have really written in any of the drinks at Pongu Pongu because they're way funnier than blue cheesecake. There's like, what is it, Banshee
Sangria?
No, Sangria? No, it's Na'vi Sangria. Yeah. And it's like Banshee Wine? I don't, yeah. And those are the names. Banshee Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Is actually the name. Don't worry, we'll have 10 minutes of monologue for you next week on the Pongu Pongu menu, I'm sure. Located at the exit of Flight of Passage, there will be Wind Traders, an old building that used to be part of the base during the conflict. When Ace took over the old facility, they stripped the interior to just the shell and redesigned it to celebrate the natural world of Pandora. The store offers a wide range of items, including science kits, explorer's gear, and items that feature natural bioluminescence, realistic and plush versions of creatures, clothing, and various cultural items from the Na'vi, all of which will then be transported off of the planet to the nearest character warehouse outlet in the galaxy. Derek Bergen will, of course, be there. He'll be flying out there on the next shuttle to the intergalactic character warehouse. Full photo report that eight of you will read. Moving on. Disney will... I can't tonight. Disney will finally be rolling out mobile advance ordering for counter service restaurants, and they'll be doing it May 27th at the Satuli Canteen at Pandora. Mobile ordering allows you to pay for meals on the go with the My Disney Experience app, bypassing the queue to order in the restaurant, and bypassing the cast member incorrectly taking your order. Nope. All right. Using the app, you can select any of the menu items, customize the menu as you wish, and prepay for the meal, hopefully before the app crashes. Arriving at the restaurant. I can't tonight. Arriving at the restaurant, guests will simply tap or scream, "I'm here," which will notify cast members to prepare the meal. When it's ready, you will be alerted in the app to pick up the food at the designated service window. Only credit card will be accepted for the service with the dining plan. Those guests will have to wait in the normal queue. Suckers! Disney, of course, tested this service at the Backlot Express and Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios a couple years ago. So there you go. Lots of Pandora news this week. Disney also this week released some new details on the food guests will find at the restaurant. Look for familiar dishes with a twist in this fast casual restaurant with bowls that allow diners to customize their lunch or dinner. Diners start with a base of quinoa. Josh, do you know what that is? Do you know what quinoa is?
No idea what quinoa is.
No idea? All right. And vegetable salad, red and sweet potato hash, mixed whole grain and rice or romaine and kale salad. Next is either wood fire grilled chicken, slow roasted beef, sustainable fish, or chili spiced fried tofu. And the bowl is finished with a charred onion chimichurri, black bean vinaigrette, and creamy herb dressing. The dish will last a shorter amount of time than Stitch's supersonic celebration. No one's ordering this. None of these tourists are going to go, that sounds delicious. Give me that thing I've never had before. The menu also offers steamed pods, bao buns with either cheeseburger or vegetable curry, and served with root vegetable chips and crunchy vegetable slaw. I'm sorry, is this a menu made by aliens or people from L.A.? And what is the difference? For little ones, there's an option of grilled chicken or beef, fish or tofu with greens or rice, a hot dog wrapped in Parker House dough, you know, alien, cheese quesadilla, or a steamed cheeseburger bao bun, because you know the cheeseburger flatbread went so well. Let's put that into more things, please. Anyway. Josh, how excited are you for cheeseburger bows?
10 out of 10.
In space.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm in line right now.
It's the toothsome of Pandora. From what we're being told, nightly extra magic hours for Disney Resort guests may be offered at Animal Kingdom once Pandora opens. According to sources, Animal Kingdom will offer the nightly EMH through May 27th through July 4th. Extra magic hours, of course, exclusive to Walt Disney World Resort hotel guests and allow them private time to experience attractions, dining, and more. In these evenings, they usually last about 2 hours, occurring right after the park closes. And if you thought it was hard to do the 24-hour day at the Magic Kingdom and keep yourself occupied, just wait till you do 17 hours at Animal Kingdom. Man, will you be entertained. The Egg Extravaganza Easter Egg Hunt is going to return to Disneyland Resort on April 1st through the 16th. It's going to be really tough this year, though. It's going to be hard to see them. They're really well hidden, Nick.
Yeah.
They're somewhere on the Guardians of the Galaxy facade. It's a lot of colors. It's real tough. Anyway. The Dole Whip at Disneyland now has a condiment available with it, a chili lime seasoning you can pour on the delicious treat. a lot of readers are really angry and even offended by this being offered. So many that when I read the comments, I thought I had accidentally released another Hall of Presidents t-shirt. Sure. A lot of people think this is sacrilegious. That's right. This ice cream topic is sacrilegious. Turn it into cotton candy, though. That's fine. Nope. All right. I'll move on. Tough crowd tonight.
I want to try that really bad.
It was pretty good. Disney yeah. California Adventure, in case you didn't get the joke, which apparently no one did, is selling pineapple cotton candy that tastes like Dole Whip. Huh. And just to piss you all off, I'm putting the seasoning on. The next food item coming to the Disneyland Resort, Dole Whip flavored like turkey legs. Oh. Going to be great. Mmm. And I'm going to put the seasoning on that, too. So good. Chili lime turkey leg Dole Whip. Let's do it. And a cheeseburger bow. I'm going to wash it down. Oh, my God. Starting May 26, 2017, guests traveling with little ones, the California Adventure could find some new show experience inspired by Disney Junior and by Bob Chapek's budgetary requirements. The new show will be called Disney Junior Dance Party. It will feature stories from Mickey and the Roadster Racers, as well as Doc McStuffins, Sophia the First, and the Lion Guard. The show will include live appearances from characters, fun music from Disney Junior, and much more. Much more not including paid puppeteers. The all-new Disney Junior Dance Party opened this summer will introduce a musically infused interactive concert format that involves guests directly in the experience. The show will be replacing the former Disney Junior Live on Stage, or as Disney called it, expensive. The changes come, of course, after union disputes about puppeteer wages. The all-new dance party will debut on May 26th, just one day before Mission Breakout, just to spread out the hate from Disney fanboys a little bit. There's even more. Stay tuned. The third installment of the popular Cars film franchise is set to arrive June 16th, but fans can get an early glimpse of the story, which stars longtime favorite Lightning McQueen alongside new Cars, Cruz Ramirez, and Jackson Storm when the Road to the Races nationwide tour kicks up March 23rd through the 26th at Disney Springs. We're going to this tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yeah, we are.
You excited?
So excited.
Josh is the biggest Cars fan I know.
Huge Cars fan.
Yes. Expect fun activities for the whole family, plus an extended sneak peek of the film where the tour rolls out. Photo opportunities with the three life-size character cars will also be part of the event until the Brazilian tourists climb them. Also, be on the lookout for guests mistakenly taking pictures with random cars in the parking lot. Alamo Rent-A-Car will sponsor a giant mural. Copper Tone will encourage guests to take part in a racer pit crew tire changing activity. Creston Oral-B will pass out prizes. You also get the chance to make a digital postcard. At the Dole refueling station, you can get high-octane smoothies. Mattel is going to have an interactive play area. And last but not least, NASCAR will be on hand to share the history and science behind their iconic brand, hopefully omitting Tony Stewart. The NASCAR people are going to get that.
They'll be all on that one.
He killed the guy. During your visit, keep an eye out for Cars merchandise and special menu items at select food and beverage locations. The tour located at Disney Springs of the former Marketplace Bus Loop, you know, where the Sears Christmas department was last year, opens to the public on Thursday, March 23rd at 12 noon, runs till 7 p.m., yeah, 7. On Friday and Saturday, it's 11 to 7, yeah, 7. And on Sunday, it's going to be 11 to 5. So you have all weekend to go see that. Rumor has it that the Magic Kingdom may be moving security checkpoints away from the front of the park to the Transportation and Ticket Center. Guests taking the monorail from resorts would find a checkpoint at the loading platform, while watercraft buses and guests walking from the Contemporary will find checkpoints still out in front of the park. In response, Hollywood Studios is also moving its security to the Transportation and Ticket Center because nothing is allowed to remain there. Sorry, we can't have anything.
That's the best.
The parking lot of the Walt Disney World casting building on Buena Vista Drive will close on April 1st to accommodate the construction of a third Disney Springs parking garage and another pedestrian bridge. What parking lot, said cast members who work there? That's for my CMs out there. You know what I'm talking about. All three of you. Located next, that gets less laughs than the OBT jokes, probably.
Does.
Probably know what that is. Located next door to the casting building at Disney Springs, a new structure will contain 3,000 parking spaces, not just for guests, but also for employees at the casting building and the nearby partners, formerly SunTrust building. In the meantime, those visiting the casting or partners building may utilize the 2 and 4 hour parking spaces in the partners lot, and those working there may utilize the cast services lot by the Team Disney building. Work on the garage and bridge is slated to be completed in 2019, probably before the opening of Star Wars Land. Are we going to show Nick dancing? Star Wars Land joke of the week. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
Not the same.
We thought that was.
We thought it was going to work. It's
maybe
not
no dancing. Maybe I just need the music.
I don't know. We'll find a song. No, it's not it. Speaking, I don't know what's going on in there. Speaking of Star Wars Land, we got an early look at the construction of the two of the large AT-ATs for the Escape from the First Order attraction. And unlike certain bank dragons, these giant statues will feature movement. Yep, that's all I got. It's just a mean joke about Universal. Disney announced they are opening up another unique store at Disney Springs. The Dress Shop will be opening in the accessories boutique section of the Co-op Marketplace in Disney Springs. All the unique dresses and designs are made to bring back some good old Disney nostalgia. Such designs include an Orange Bird dress, a Tower of Terror bellhop dress, which you can add space pipes to later on, and much, 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 much more. Magic accessories such as handbags resembling an apple, the White Rabbit, or the Hollywood Tower Hotel suitcase will also be released.
Oh, jeez.
And guests can view the entire collection at the store on March 31st. The collection will also be released at Vault 28 at Downtown Disney at Disneyland on March 31st, and they will also be at the Magic Kingdom in mid-April. The collection will not be available via the Shop Disney Parks app or Disney Parks online store, however, because women have to try things on before they buy them.
Get the tower dress, get the paper bag over your head, you'll be set to go. Halloween costume.
Ladies are complicated. They can't just buy a dress online. They don't know if it's going to fit. So, anyway. Misadventure Falls opened last week at Typhoon Lagoon. Yes, the ride is a little slow, but it's a fun family raft ride, which many commented looked boring, and they would rather see what Universal's Volcano Bay would be like. Then they saw that half of the volcano at Volcano Bay wasn't built. Apparently, Mary Oceaneer's sunstroked parrot worked on that project. I wasn't aware. And that's the news, Nick. Who brought us the news?
TeePublic. Don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just head over to WDWNT.com. Click the TeePublic ad to shop from hundreds of designs for t-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as Figaro as a Cat, Seven, Make the Movie Ride Great Again, and more. Tonight, don't miss the store-wide sale where all t-shirts are just $14 each. Great deal there. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and shop through our exclusive and extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight, and we have a couple new designs.
Yeah, Jason, can we pull up the regular store so we show people those two new shirts and probably offend someone? So first of all, we have you want to show the offensive one first, all right?
Yes,
of course.
So you've probably seen people at the parks wearing these "My Favorite Disney Princess Is My Wife or My Girlfriend" shirts. I hate them.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, what can we do? What can we make a really funny version of this shirt? And we came up with "My Favorite Disney Princess Is Your Mom." And so that's available now on TeePublic. Please send your hate mail to tom@wdwnt.com. But for $14, yes, My Favorite Disney Princess Is Your Mom. Available now. Let's show people the regular, the non-offensive shirt. We also have from Animal Kingdom, from Dinoland USA, Smilodon says, "Have a nice day." Also available now in our TeePublic store. They're all $14. Make the Movie Ride Great Again, Hard Hats, Seven, all of them tonight. Even we got some cool shirts from other people in there tonight. The Wishes shirt, I love that Wishes like 2003 to 2017 shirt. That's really great. You see the Rocketeer, Cosmic Rays, the People Mover, lots of great stuff in there, hundreds of shirts. So make sure you go check that out. The other thing we got to talk about, you only have 4 days left to pick up our latest limited release t-shirt, and then it's history. This is the Pirates of the Caribbean 50th anniversary Rob Yo t-shirt. Jason, where the link they can find at wdwnt.com/store, is that right?
That's correct.
Yep. So if you're listening, wdwnt.com/store to go find this shirt. It's $18, and it's only 4 more days left to get it, and then we're never going to sell it again. So there it is. Rob Yo did wonderful, wonderful art for
it's
that.
It's gorgeous.
Big, nice poster design, and it says 50 years. Celebrating Pirates of the Caribbean 50th. Please support this wonderful artist. Pick up this shirt. With that being said, Nick, when we come back, it is time for March Tragic, where we decide what is going to be our next offensive t-shirt.
Love it.
And you in the chat are going to get to help us out. And we got, of course, March Madness starting later on. It's going to be a crazy, crazy night. Stay tuned for more WW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We're live on 105.5 FM as well as AM 1520 WBZW, AM 660 as well. We're live at listen.wdwnt.com on YouTube and, of course, in WDWNT, the app. Thank you for joining us as we begin March Madness tonight. And hundreds of you signed up, and I see we have a huge record audience tonight. Thank you for joining us. If it's your first time, welcome to WDW News Tonight. We're happy to have you. And hopefully we haven't offended you yet. Chances are we have. So we'll see what happens. You're just here to claim your prize after 2 weeks.
Yeah, big tournament coming up in a little bit. We'll refresh people on the rules. And if you're registered, how you can play along and everything when we get to that.
And even if you're not registered, we are going to have a little fun right now. Nick, you don't have any music for this, do you?
No.
All right. So anyway.
Where will we get a song from, Tom? Always bombs.
It's right, Josh.
You can save 15% on car insurance by switching to Geico.
What are you talking about? Thank you, Nick. It's time for March Tragic. Jason, you don't have this tournament, do you?
I don't. You're going to have to hold up that paper in front of the camera.
Well, it's fitting if we don't, because then it spoils the joke of what the choice is.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read them to people. So here's what we did.
We just got people way too excited because this is also the theme song to the math game.
I know. Yeah, right? So, someone just yelled math. All right. Anyway, I hate the math game and I hate all you math game supporters. Anyway, so what this is we came up with 32 t-shirt design ideas that Disney will never make. And you know, right now, Disney's doing their March Magic, where they're trying to sell you all these great team shirts. And Disney's designs are great. I bought like 10 of them. They're really fantastic. You should check them out. But we wanted to do 32 shirts that Disney will never make. And so what we have here are our matchups. It's a 32 idea tournament. And the winner is going to get made. We're going to make it a t-shirt just as we did last year when the Hollywood Studios Hard Hats won the tournament and got made into a t-shirt. So here's what we're going to do. We're not going to be real technical here. There's a lot of you in the chat tonight. So those of you in the chat will get to weigh in. Just write in what you think is the better shirt idea, and we'll move that one on to the next round. I'm going to grab a pen here so I can mark these down. Is this thing making noise? This chat's making noise. Anyway. All right, so here we go. You're everybody ready for matchup number one? Here are the two shirt ideas. There are the Clickbait Corliss or the Chapek Unqualifieds. So, of course, Clickbait Corliss or the Chapek Unqualifieds.
Do we get to vote?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I'm going to vote for the Chapek Unqualified.
The Chapek Unqualified? Because more so than the Clickbait Corliss?
Clickbait Corliss is just gonna feature Tom's ego getting even larger.
Oh, the chat's saying clickbait so far. Oh! That's a lot of clickbait in there.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. Clickbait Corliss. Yeah, Clickbait Corliss.
Clickbait Corliss was a number one seed, wasn't it?
There are no seeds.
Because there could also be the variant shirt, Clickbait Crabless, which would be great.
Oh, Clickbait Crabless. There probably needs to be a Kate Crabless shirt next year, too. We'd do that. Yeah, clickbait won. No one even, I don't think anyone even picked the Chapek Unqualified.
One person did.
All right. Let's move on. Yeah, you. You were the one. The next two ideas are the Grand Flow Gutters or the Pandora VR Banshees. So the Grand Flow Gutters, the gutting of the Grand Floridian that's rumored, or the
Oh, I thought you meant like the rain gutters on building.
No, that'd be stupid.
Get what that was.
So we're not doing that. Okay. Or the Pandora VR virtual reality Banshees. Oh, we got a lot of VR Banshees pouring in.
Yeah, a lot of Banshees. Pandora's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, all right. VR Banshees, I think, in a landslide.
Is that winning?
That's a landslide.
Wow. It really is.
Well, in case the Grand Flow doesn't get gutted, you don't want to have that shirt and then be like, oh, it didn't happen. All right, next two. We've got... Yeah, no, I see the Pandora's still pouring in. The next two, we have the Disney Quest Blackout... or the STK Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
STK Tumbleweeds or the Disney Quest Blackout.
As much as I love Disney Quest, the Tumbleweeds is... that's funny.
Let's see what the chat's going to say. Someone said Jimmy Fallon. That's not an option. Well, this one's a little more split.
It is really split.
Oh, boy. I think STK barely.
That's definitely the better choice.
Oh, they're here.
Wait.
Disney Quest making a comeback.
Yeah.
All right, we may have to be the tiebreakers on this. Josh, what do you think? Which shirt would you rather own, Josh? STK Tumbleweeds or the Disney Quest Blackout?
I own a lot of STK stock, so I'm going with STK.
Nick, what do you think?
STK, that's a better shirt.
All right, we're going. Yeah, I agree. The STK Tumbleweeds are moving on.
Because I think about it from shirt design, and like that could be a better design.
Yeah, although no one will know what it is, just like no one knows what the restaurant is. All right, we're going to the next ones. The Fireworks Blockin' Bungalows or the Lo Cicero Creepers.
God.
The Lo Cicero Creepers.
I'm not that creepy.
Or the Fireworks Blockin' Bungalows.
What's that, Josh?
From one creeper to another, when you have to say, I'm not that creepy, it means that you are that creepy.
I legitimately dropped my glasses into the wave pool.
Creepers.
It's real close. Oh, wait.
It's like 4-1 creepers.
There's a lot of creepers. Someone said both. Nick, the creepers have won.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's my one seed.
You creeper. All right, on to our next matchup. We got the Muppet Courtyard Balloon Busters or the Starring Roles Relocated Pastries.
Oh, that... A Starring Roles shirt would look amazing.
Muppet Courtyard Balloon Busters or the Starring Roles Relocated Pastries.
See some sad pastries being kicked out of their home.
Pastries those like are, in a moving truck, maybe. Yeah.
Those are both too many words. There's a lot of Muppets in the chat. I think
Muppets is going to win.
Yeah, there's Muppets. A lot of Muppets.
All right, Muppets it is. Come on, give me some more bed music there, buddy. All right, moving on to our next matchup. We have the Studios Star Wars Overload or the DCA Paper Bags. The Studios Star Wars Overload or the DCA Paper Bags.
Neither.
Oh, we got a lot of DCA pouring in.
The paper bags.
One for Overload. I don't think it's even going to be close. A couple of overloads.
A lot of paper bags. I've seen a lot of paper bags.
There's two more for studios. Yeah, paper DCA paper bags are moving on. All right, next we have the WDWNT.com psychotic comments versus the Rivers of Light delay. WDWNT.com psychotic comments or the Rivers of Light delay.
Psychotic Comments needs a logo, so that would be fun to see.
We got one vote for Rivers. A lot of Rivers.
Three, four for Rivers. Psychotic Comments. This one's pretty close.
It's pretty split.
This is very split. Ask Josh.
I'm going to let a couple more people vote. Someone said both. Someone said Joan Rivers. You know. Oh, it's close. We're going to have to decide this one. Josh, what do you think?
Paper bags.
It's the psychotic comments or the rivers of light delay?
The first one.
Nick, what do you think?
Psychotic comments.
All right, psychotic comments is moving on. All right, next one we have the Tangled Toilets versus the Iger Upcharges. Tangled Toilets or the Iger Upcharges?
I like the toilets. That's a throwback to, like, what, 2 years ago now when they opened?
Jason, that's like 4 years ago.
All right, 4 years ago.
It's been a while.
Whatever.
Someone asked, can we talk, Tom? I don't. What do you want to talk about?
Can we talk to
your mom?
Tom?
Maybe. She's like, what are you doing with your life? I tuned into your show and you were yelling. You were asking people to choose between toilets and upcharges. I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Somebody writes Punzel's Poopers.
Punzel's Poopers. We might have to change it to that. I'm not sure. What's funnier, Punzel's Poopers or
me? Punzel's Poopers. Punzel's for sure. That's not even a question.
So what's winning? I didn't really see.
It's pretty split.
For Punzel's Poopers, I'm going to move Tangled Toilets along. All right, we're moving on. A couple more of these. We're doing round one tonight. We have the Tomorrowland Cabanas versus the Legally Prohibited Avengers. These would, of course, be Avengers legally allowed at Walt Disney World due to the Universal theme park rights. So the Legally Prohibited Avengers or the Tomorrowland Cabanas?
Cabanas.
Yeah, I think Cabanas is going to run away with it.
I'm going for Cabanas.
Ooh, we got a couple of Avengers here to start. But here come Cabanas.
Yeah.
Lots of Cabanas.
There are a lot of
Cabanas. It's pretty split.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Cabanas would be a cooler.
I think there's some more. There's a couple more Cabanas.
Someone said toilets. You're a couple behind.
Cabanas.
What is Cabanas? What is Cabanas?
It's like Copacabana.
All right, Cabanas barely, though. So, we didn't recycle any of the losers from last year, except one, and it's in this matchup, because we loved it so much. We wanted to give it a second chance. We have the Epcot Legacy versus the ABC Commissary Dysentery.
Yes.
So what's it going to be, the ABC Commissary Dysentery or the Epcot Legacy?
I don't know. They both need weird shirts.
Yeah. The Legacy, of course, is for Leave a Legacy.
ABC.
I think we got a lot of ABC.
There's a bunch of ABCs. Only two votes for Epcot so far.
Give them another second. Oh, there's two more.
There's still like eight for ABC.
Hold on. Someone's a Castle Crane. That's not an option.
There's 10 for ABC.
That's real close.
Yeah, no, there's like 12 for ABC and only 5 for Epcot.
We're going to go with the ABC Commissary Dysentery. Next one, we got to get through these quick. The Run Disney Dash for Cash or the Flavortown Acid Reflux?
You're killing me here, Tom. Both of these are amazing.
Flavortown Acid Reflux or the Run Disney Dash for Cash?
I will say that there was no reflux with the Flavortown. I was mayor, and it was great. So
someone said Run Flavortown. It's a Run Flavortown.
Run the Flavortown.
It's pretty well split.
I think Run Disney by a hair. Oh no, here comes Flavortown though.
Run Disney featuring the Bob Iger Dash for Cash.
I'm going to open this to the floor. Josh, which one do you like? It's the Run Disney Dash for Cash or the Flavortown Reflux?
The first one.
Nick?
Dash for Cash.
Yeah, all right. Run Disney's getting it. All right, we're moving on. The Disney Infinity Discounts or the Universal Studios Screens with a Z?
Didn't we have that last year?
That may have been recycled. Disney Infinity discounts or the Universal Studios screens? Both involving screens.
We're getting a lot of votes for screens.
I think people are going to want screens.
Screens is
yeah, it's a landslide for the Universal Studios screens. See if we legally get away with that. All right, we're moving on. We got two more Universal ideas. There's the Q-less queues versus the I-4 volcanoes. The I-4 volcanoes or the Q-less queues?
I'd love to see both of those so bad.
I really want to see I-4 volcanoes. I know. I'm pulling for I-4 volcanoes.
It's probably the better shirt.
Oh, it's close. I think it's a tie so far. Oh, I think Q's. Oh, there goes I-4. Someone said Derek Bird.
It's much. Really close.
I'd have to draw what he looks like from memory.
Josh, what do you think? I think we got a
volcanoes.
Q-less Q's?
Q-less Q.
Nick, what do you?
I-4 volcanoes.
This is a tough one. I shouldn't have put them against each other.
No, you shouldn't have.
But only one shirt can be made. You know, I think, if you look at the chat now, we just got like 8 volcanoes in a row.
Yep.
I'm going to go with volcanoes.
Mm.
Maybe I'll just make that one for you, John.
Thank you.
You can have the Q-less Q's. All right, the live action remakes or the River Country Zika?
That's a no-brainer.
River Country Zika?
River Country
or
Zika.
The live action remake.
I mean, that'll be the greatest.
Should I just write Zika now?
Please.
I don't know. We don't have a vote yet.
Oh, we have two for, remakes. Three for remakes.
Oh, come on, guys.
There's a bunch of Zika.
Here comes a bunch of Zika.
Look at the
Zika shirt.
Oh, there's a bunch
Zika,
of
Zika, Zika, Zika.
All right, Zika it is. It's funny, right? All right, we got the Nerd Alert Anger or the International Gateway Gondolas?
Gondolas.
International Gateway Gondolas or the Nerd Alert Anger? I want to note that while I've been reading this, these offensive t-shirt ideas, we have broken our listenership record. So, I'm not even joking. That's a real thing. Yeah, gondolas. I don't think it's even close. Gondolas. No offense, Nerd Alert guys, but you were up against gondolas. All right, this is the last one we got for tonight. The rest of these we'll face off again next week. This is the last one. Here we go. Are you ready? It is either the Spectromagic Rot or the Golden Churro Shower. The Golden Churro Shower or the Spectromagic Rot.
This one's very difficult.
How is this difficult?
This is so difficult.
Because Golden Churro Shower is amazing.
It is. Like,
funny.
This is, it's so split right now.
No, it's not.
Nope, here come the churros!
The showers are
here come the churros!
We're seeing that shirt.
Alright, Golden Churro Shower it is! Alright, so make sure you join us next week as March Magic continues. We're going to wrap up our March Tragic Tournament and decide what that t-shirt's going to be. Nick, do we want to hold off that segment till later in the show?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to start March Madness. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, everybody. And we are about to get March Madness. So someone in the chat, Mickey Q. Kelly, said, "Hey, Tom, I like the cup you and Jason had on Saturday better than the one you're drinking from." Yes, I did get that big pirate stein. But we are doing March Madness. It is about restaurants at Walt Disney World. Sit down. Restaurants, table service, if you will. Tonight's is Liberty Tree Tavern. The pirate cup will come out and be the cup of the week when we talk about pirates again. I always try. The cup is always somehow matched to the show. I do put some thought into it, believe it or not. All right, Nick, do you want to go in and get this thing started?
Yes, I am very excited to introduce to everybody the 2017 WDWNT. What are we? WDWNT March Madness.
Oh boy, here we go.
Woo! Yeah! Get the name of the show wrong. Woo! You want to know how many restaurant names I got wrong? Man, this will be super fun. All right, so want to welcome everybody to this year's tournament. It's the third time we're doing this, and I want to thank everybody. We had a record number of people register for this tournament. But, you know, if you didn't register, don't worry. You can still listen. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll learn about Disney restaurants and sit back and then have a good time and watch people mess this up because this is great. So what happens here? If you are registered in our tournament, you know who you are. We had so many, and it was so great to see all the people come in.
Someone said they have a bone to pick with the restaurants that made the tournament.
Uh-oh.
Only what? Like 10 didn't.
Yeah, I couldn't miss many.
And it's like we like eliminated Diamond Horseshoe.
Yeah.
And like Victoria and Albert's we disqualified because it's a dining experience.
Yes. So here we go. So if you are registered, you get to play along tonight. So we sent you, everybody who registered, we sent you an email with four randomly assigned Walt Disney World restaurants that were in our bracket of 64. You were assigned one restaurant from the 1 through 4 seeds, one restaurant from the 5 through 8 seeds, one from the 9 through 12, and also one from the 13 through 16 seed. As we play tonight, we will have the matchups. Now, it's the bracket. You'll see it if you're watching live. I'm not sure if we tweeted that other thing.
We put it in the chat for people tonight. It will be tweeted with updated results later this evening.
All right, so you can see it. Follow along and watch as we go through the matchups. Now, what will happen here is we have seven WDWNT panelists.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. We are going to put in our vote on who we think should win each matchup. Of course, we have an odd number, so one of those teams will move on. Now, where you get to play along is tonight, if you are registered, only if you register and you know who you are, you get to call into the phone number. Here it is, 407-774-8255. 407-774-8255. We will not accept chat votes for this specific thing right here. So if you want to vote, you have to call in and sway the vote. We'll take calls all the way through to a couple minutes after showtime tonight because to accommodate for the delay if you're listening online or anything. So what will happen is all our votes count as 1 point. Your call-in vote counts as 2 points, so you can sway the outcome of these matchups. So if you want to knock a restaurant out, you could try to do that. If you want to move one of your restaurants along, you could also try to do that. In the first round, we're going to try to get through the entire first round tonight, then do the rest next week. Right now, each win for your restaurant is worth 1 point. And the person with the most points at the end of the entire tournament will get a great prize pack from Theme Park Connection. In fact, the top 8 contestants will get a prize from Theme Park Connection.
And which is going to include a Pirates of the Caribbean 50th anniversary button from Disneyland.
Nice tease.
Tom Deliver. Everybody in those top 8 is getting a button, at least, and more.
So I feel even more special for that one you handed to me when I got in the car today.
Someone in the chat said, I got to sign Tony's Town Square restaurant. Shouldn't that earn a pity prize?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a low seed. Low seed. There you go. Those are the rules. We'll calculate the totals as we go along. You could do it at home, too. But in this first round, all wins are worth only 1 point.
So let me introduce the panel. There's obviously me and Nick. There is from EZWDW.com. We brought in a ringer. Josh. Hello, Josh.
Come at me.
Yep. So we got Josh in here. Then from all around WWNT, we have Ashley Jasmer.
Hey, y'all. Oh, maybe. Yep. Hi.
We got David Smith out there.
Hello, everyone.
We got Marcy Smith.
Hello.
We got, is that everybody? Did I name everybody? No, we're missing somebody. Oh, Jason.
Yeah.
You I can't forgot you're behind me. You're behind the board.
I got the bracket in front of me, but that's all right.
So we have a couple minutes here. Let's get Nick. Can we get this thing going? I can't hear. Someone's already calling. It didn't even start yet. We didn't even do a match yet.
Yeah. No,
dang it, Gabe. Get off the phone, Gabe. Get off the phone, Gabe.
So just to clarify, you can call the vote at any time, but you probably want to wait till a matchup
happens.
Did they
vote already?
They wanted to. They weren't sure.
You shouldn't have stopped them.
No. We can stop.
So you get one vote this week, and one vote next week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's only several hundred of them, so what could go wrong?
Trust me, what's the worst thing?
It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Seeker said, and it wasn't fine. All right,
guys. So let's get started. Do you want to start with the first match?
Yeah,
let's get right into this. We could do one before.
We're gonna at least do one. We're gonna get the ball rolling. Show people how this goes. All right. So we got the one seed, which is Ohana, versus the 16 seed, which is the T Rex Cafe at Disney Springs. Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So Ohana versus T-Rex. Josh, you're the guest. Why don't you lead us off? Which one do you like here?
T-Rex Cafe, baby. Let me ask you a question straight up. Can we agree that T-Rex is the number one dinosaur-themed restaurant in the country? If we can agree on that, we can also agree that Ohana is not even a top six churrascaria in the city of Orlando. And based on that, you have to give it to T-Rex.
He makes a valid point. So you actually voting for T-Rex?
T-Rex.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Nick, go ahead.
Ohana.
Ohana. All right, so we got one for Ohana, one for T-Rex. Marcy, what do you think?
I'm voting Ohana, too. I mean, how can you beat Stitch at breakfast?
With a pole, probably.
Or a big dinosaur.
Or a coconut.
Yes. All right, 2-1 Ohana. David, what do you think?
So Dinosaur Gertie has a better menu than T-Rex.
Oh.
So I'm going with Ohana.
Josh, got you there. That's a dinosaur-themed eatery.
I said restaurant.
It's three.
Dinosaur on the water that serves soft serve.
Still a better dining experience.
Ashley?
I'm going with Ohana.
Ohana. Jason?
Sorry, Josh.
You know, if it was a couple of years ago, I might have gone with T-Rex, but Ohana really has made a comeback, I think. In recent years, so I'm going with Ohana.
I'm
going
to take Ohana as well, so it's 6-1 Ohana. And we're out of time for this hour. We're going to come right back and continue. We're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to continue the madness in hour two of WW News Tonight. So please stay tuned. We got much more to come. DW News Tonight. We're in the midst of March Madness, but before we continue with that, we got to do some housekeeping. Next week on the show, we're back on the 29th we're back with March Madness, the conclusion of that, as well as the conclusion of the March Tragic T-shirt tournament. Both are going to be coming up next week on the show, so make sure that you do not miss that. It should be a lot of fun. Nick, who brings us WDW News Tonight each and every week?
Well, each and every week, WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. WDW News Tonight and Magical Travel are a great partnership. They're an authorized Disney vacation planner. They're always ready to assist you in making your... Why can I never do this one with a straight face? It's not Magical Travel that makes me laugh, because they put together some great trips. I'm just digging my hole here. I'm going to get back into it. Making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. See, that's how you stall for time while you look for the script.
Yeah.
Not very well. Right now, if you book by March 30th, 2017, for stays most nights, April 9th through June 10th, 2017, you could save up to 25% on the Walt Disney World hotel room. So check them out. For more information on this and other offers, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
You know, we're actually, Magical Travel is hooking up those great room rates we're going to have for WWNT, the 10th anniversary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which registration is open now for, but I think next week we're going to talk more about that event. I know we haven't had a great chance to talk about it since registration opened. It's going to be a really big deal, and we hope everybody could join us, but we'll talk more about that next week for sure. But when we come back, we got a lot of madness. Here's to the future, and here's to March Madness. Nick, let's not waste any time. Let's get right back into this. We're in the middle of our, it's a 64 Walt Disney World table service restaurant tournament, and we're right in the middle of it. Let's go on to our next matchup, shall we? Give me some of that dramatic music. There we go. All right, next up we've got the Garden Grill versus Teppan Edo at Epcot, both at Epcot. Josh, what do you think?
Garden Grill.
Why?
You disagreeing with me?
I'm not. I'm just asking why.
Like, it, like the Space Needle, but worse. It brings me right back to Seattle.
Anyway.
Nostalgia.
Marcy.
I have to go with Teppan Edo because...
That's a surprise.
I get motion sickness, Josh. So...
It barely moves!
Okay.
Do you really?
Yes, and
in
it goes
there?
Around, and it, I what can I say? I'm sensitive. So I like the little Mickey onion thing that they do on the table and all the tricks and everything, and it's cool. So I would go Teppan Edo.
Well, they don't do that at Benihana, so.
Oh, boy. David.
I was going to vote for Garden Grill, but because of that, Josh, I'm going with Teppan Edo.
Ashley, before this gets violent, please.
I'm voting Garden Grill because, honestly, I can get better hibachi at my local Connie House.
Jason?
I was going to say the exact same thing as Ashley. Teppan Edo's not a great hibachi restaurant. It's just not worth the price.
Nick?
Same thing. I love hibachi, and that one is very subpar. So, Garden Grill.
What you call it? Benihana. What's the other one that's here?
The Kobe?
Kobe. Kobe's awesome. Mm-hmm. Not that Teppan Edo's bad. I didn't have a bad experience, but I think Kobe, if you're going to do hibachi in Orlando, Kobe's fantastic. So I'm also going with Garden Grill. So Garden Grill is going to move on, unless someone calls and sways it. All right, let's move on to our next one. We got the, that was everybody, right? I got everybody?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Kona Cafe versus the San Angel Inn. Marcy, why don't you lead us off?
I'm going with Kona Cafe because of pineapple macadamia pancakes. And French press.
And seasonally red velvet pancakes. I missed them again this year.
So good.
David?
This is actually a tougher one than I expected. I really like San Angel Inn. I may be the minority there. But there's something about Kona Cafe that makes it someplace we have to go every time.
Monorail going by helps, probably.
Yeah.
Ashley?
I'm going with Kona Cafe for the red velvet pancakes. I wanted to say cupcakes, but pancakes.
They're almost like cupcakes. They're the same.
So good.
They're the same. They're just pancake shaped.
Yes.
Jason?
I can't believe no one said Tonga Toast yet.
Because it's overrated.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
There's much better breakfast items at Kona. You want to fight? Let's go.
It doesn't matter.
For
Kona
instance,
has Tonga
the
Toast.
Red velvet pancakes.
San Angel Inn does not have Tonga Toast. So boom, there.
Yeah. Boom, there. Josh.
Mexico.
Why?
Under perpetual twilight with the Grand Fiesta
atmosphere,
Tour by.
We're not just going by food, so that's a
where else can you get
reason.
That?
It's
get
called
a,
Blue Bayou. It's
going to be a pineapple drink.
Nick.
Go in the cafe. Their breakfast, lunch, and everything delicious.
Yeah, I used to like San Angel Inn a lot. I don't like the current menu. So
you guys are picking based on how many meals they serve.
No, I think San Angel tanked in the last few years, so I'm picking Kona. So Kona's moving on. Nick, you're recording these points.
Right? Oh, I certainly am.
cool.
He's got his clipboard and everything.
It's I didn't even see it. I'm glad someone else is paying attention.
Thanks, Ashley.
Why was he holding his clipboard right in front of the camera as usual?
Let me see. Like,
don't worry, you're not on screen, so I haven't noticed. Let's keep it going. All right. It's Tom Quarles' beloved Skipper Canteen versus Akershus. Nick, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to switch it up, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That caught me off guard. Skipper Canteen, that place is so good, and the atmosphere is phenomenal. So, yeah.
Josh?
I can't go back to curse you, so I'm a canteen guy.
Ashley?
Canteen.
All right. Marcy?
Same. I got the head on shrimp last time, and it was so good.
David?
Yeah, definitely Skipper Canteen.
Jason?
You know, those Norwegians have some weird food, but not as weird as head on shrimp. I'm going with Skipper Canteen.
It's a sweep, Skipper Canteen. It's our first sweep. Sorry if you had Akershus. You're going to have your work cut out for you today.
And one of the newest restaurants on our list, so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if that speaks badly for Akershus or really strongly for Skipper Canteen. All right, here we go. The somehow four-seed Marrakesh versus the Rose and Crown.
No, Marrakesh is a six-seed.
Is it a six? I can't read on this black and white printing. Still, somehow a six-seed Marrakesh.
Still a single digit?
Against the 11-seed Rose and Crown. Nick, please explain yourself and go ahead.
I don't think I can.
Was that a boo-boo?
No, it wasn't a boo-boo. It was, hey, I needed to put it somewhere.
I'll tell you where to put it.
Marrakesh won the Middle East Big Ten and got an automatic.
Did I just make Tom spit?
Well, when Spice Road Table is the only other one in your division, I mean.
Yeah, I was left with some restaurants at the end and some open spots, so they put it there.
But which one are you picking?
Marrakesh, because Rose and Crown is awful food. I hate that place so much.
Josh?
Marrakesh.
All right, Jason?
I'm picking Rose and Crown. I don't like Marrakesh at all.
Okay. David?
Yeah, I'm going Rose and Crown. I don't find it that offensive.
Marcy?
I'm definitely going with Rose and Crown. I mean, it has awesome views of Illuminations if you get the right table, and I love the food.
What is it, 3-2? Ashley, have you gone? You haven't gone yet, right?
I haven't gone yet.
What do you think?
I'm picking Rose and Crown. I haven't eaten there, but I don't like Marrakesh, so I can't vote for it.
Nice.
I'm going to take, I have to take Rose and Crown because I haven't been to Marrakesh.
Oh, wow.
It's one of like the four restaurants at Walt Disney World I haven't been to.
This is an informed panel.
All right, one restaurant I haven't been to. Calm down, buddy. So what does that do score-wise? What is it? Is it 5?
3-4?
I don't.
What was the points on that?
5-2.
5-2 for Rose and Crown there. All right, let's move on. Next up, we got the Boathouse versus Spice Road Table.
That doesn't even seem fair.
Let's do this quickly, shall we? I'm going to go Boathouse. Josh?
Boathouse.
Nick, you seemed unhappy about it. Nick?
Boathouse.
Jason?
Boathouse.
David?
Yep, Boathouse.
Marcy?
Yeah, I haven't been to either one, but Boathouse has the aqua car, so...
And Ashley?
Boathouse.
All right, Boathouse sweeps. Yay. All right, that's how you do it, folks. Yeah. Let's move on. Next up, we got the Grand Floridian Cafe versus Frontera Cocina. Ashley.
I didn't know which one to pick for this one because I don't really don't.
This one's tough. I like both of them a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to go Frontera. I can't even talk tonight. Frontera.
Frontera. All right. David?
This is tough because I like Rick Bayless as a chef, but I was not all overly impressed with Frontera. And you know what? Grand Floridian Cafe has some good food, and they stayed open late just for my family. So I'm going to go with that.
All right. Marcy?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Grand Floridian Cafe.
Okay, Jason?
I'm going to have to go with Grand Floridian Cafe before it gets bulldozed.
It's 3-1 GF Cafe. Nick?
I was not impressed with Frontera. I know. I just didn't enjoy it at all. So Grand Flow, I get a good lunch there.
Okay. Josh?
Go Cafe. They serve 3 meals. Frontera only serves 2.
I can't believe I'm going to do this because I love Grand Flow Cafe so much. I'm picking Frontera.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I know. Well, someone might call, so you never know. Now this year, they really do. Each vote really does matter.
Again, the call-in votes are worth 2. You could sway anything.
Because Frontera... go ahead.
I was just going to say 407-774-8255, that phone number.
Just because Frontera has what I think is my favorite dessert at all of Walt Disney World, that pecan pie.
It's what I go to a Mexican restaurant for.
Yeah, no, but I also...
pecan pie and the mashed potatoes.
That carnitas dish is really great, and I love the atomic guacamole as well.
The tortas are really good. 2 tortas of guac, you have lunch for 2 for $40.
There you go.
Price.
Good drinks, too. I like the drinks as well.
Yeah, they come out of a tap next to the beer.
All right, let's move on. This is a fun one. Sci-Fi Dining versus Tony's Town Square. La Cicero, why don't you start us off? Oh, he's on the phone. Josh, start us off.
Sci-Fi.
David?
No question, Sci-Fi.
Marcy?
Definitely Sci-Fi.
Ashley?
I don't understand why this is a question. It's Sci-Fi.
We have to fill time.
Jason?
I think it's going to be Sci-Fi.
Josh, you said Sci-Fi, right? I'm also going to go Sci-Fi because as much as I love Tony's for nostalgia and not for food, Sci-Fi has both for me. Nick, what do you think?
Sci-Fi for sure. Atmosphere alone, I mean, takes it. But it has decent food, too.
Sci-Fi 7-0. Surprise. Yes, 7. We had a call already?
Yes!
Oh, there's the music.
Da-da-da. We do
T-Rex,
have...
T-Rex, baby.
We do have a vote in for the Grand Floridian Cafe. Someone wants to absolutely try to cement its place into
so
the next
round. It just gives it a bigger lead.
It gives it a bigger lead.
That's right.
Okay.
So they're up. Grand Flow is up 7-2 now.
Seven
over Frontera Casino. So
this Josh versus Gabe feud is my favorite thing that's happening currently.
Might have put that one to bed. There you go.
Anyway,
there's a guaranteed prize, Gabe. You can't lose. You just call.
Someone in the chat said, "Cause why can't the Magic Kingdom make good spaghetti?" How did Tony's not get a 16 seed? Isn't it?
It is.
I thought it was.
Oh, it's a 15.
It's a 15.
What did you do? You made T-Rex a 16?
There are 4 worse restaurants.
Marrakesh was a 6?
I asked you.
T-Rex and Planet Hollywood.
I can't go away for 5 days.
I was given this task.
Let's move on.
And Jason's going to defend me.
Come on, let's go on.
Right.
There, this one's Jason. Quick. Tiffin's versus Planet Hollywood. I'm going to go Tiffin's. Josh?
I think I speak for everyone at the Planet Hollywood bar last night when I say Tiffin's.
Yes, you do. There was no one at the bar. That's the joke. Nick?
Tiffin's.
Jason?
It's not even a question.
Marcy?
Tiffin's.
Ashley?
Tiffin's.
David?
Tiffin's.
7-0 Tiffin's. All right, let's move on. Tokyo Dining versus Morimoto Asia. Ashley?
Wow. Morimoto.
David?
I am actually upset that Morimoto is a 9 seed.
That's yeah, really it's a bit high.
Definitely yeah. Asia.
Yeah. Marcy?
Yeah, you have to go with the Iron Chef.
Yes. Jason?
This is a tough choice because I didn't have a great experience at Morimoto, but
what?
It's still better than Tokyo Dining.
Huh? All right, so
no,
Morimoto.
It just wasn't great.
Let's talk about that more next round.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll get the chance. Josh?
Morimoto.
Nick?
Morimoto.
A sweep for Morimoto. I'm going Morimoto as well. We'll have to talk about that. I want to know why you had a bad meal. All right, next up, this is a tough one for me. Trails End versus the Yak and Yeti. Nick?
I like Yak and Yeti, I think, more than most people, but, I mean, Trails End is just my go-to. Chili. Endless barbecue.
I don't know what makes this tough. Trails End is easy pick for me.
Marcy?
I have to do Yak and Yeti because some buffets really kind of turn me off, and this is one of them.
She gets motion sickness.
Lay off the moonshine, Marcy.
No, it was the pony ride. Tricycle D.
There you go. David.
I'm going with Yakin Yeti.
Ooh, we got a tie. Ashley?
Trail's End.
Trail's End. Josh?
Yakin Yeti.
Ooh, I'm the decider. This is so tough. Trail's End has a mean buffet, but it is kind of all just stuff. Yakin Yeti has a completely peanut-free kitchen, which impressed me. And on top of that, we went with like a group of eight. Everyone ordered something different, and I thought everybody had a really good meal. Trail's End, what kills Trail's End for me is where it is. It's really hard to get to. I think it's inconvenient. I'm going to go Yakin Yeti.
Ooh. Well,
if they have a peanut-free kitchen, can you switch my vote back to Trail's End?
I just think it's very forward-thinking and nice, and it doesn't really affect their menu at all. There are not a lot of dishes that would even have peanuts in them. I just thought that was a very nice thing.
Yeah, Asia, peanut sauce, it's not a thing.
Well, they don't do like peanut sauce. Yeah. And I mean, that's the only thing that they do with peanuts is a peanut sauce.
This is a 4-3 for Yakin Yeti then, right?
It could easily be swayed, yeah.
This could easily be swayed. Anybody out there with Trail's End,
by the way,
might want to call in.
It's a big upset.
All right, 407-774-8255 if you want to cast your vote.
All right, next up we got California Grill versus Homecoming. Josh, I want you to open this one.
I liked Homecoming. I hate Homecoming. I'm California Grill guy.
Because of the G?
Yeah. Why? Stupid.
You really like that brunch.
The brunch is fantastic.
Yeah.
You had like 6 years to come up with the name for your restaurant, and you picked Homecoming. Then you change it like, what, a year later? That's ridiculous.
It wasn't even a year. It was a couple months. I think it was a copyright thing. Nick, what do you think? Homecoming or California Grill?
I did not have a good experience the two times I went to Homecoming, so I guess California Grill, even though I don't really like that either, but I guess it might be a better experience. I don't know.
David?
This is strictly a vote for what it used to be, California Grill.
Yeah. Marcy?
I have to go with Homecoming because of the hummingbird cake.
Mm. I respect
so
that.
So good.
That shine cake is real good, too, though.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Homecoming.
All right, so does that make it 3-2? Nick. Oh, Nick went. Who didn't go? Jason, did you not go?
I'm going to go with California Grill because of the view.
As great as that view is, I have had all of the worst meals ever at California Grill. Homecoming is not my favorite either, but I think I would pick it over California Grill if I was given the option. So California Grill wins, but just by one, so that could easily be swayed. Let's move on. Flying Fish and Citricose.
That's nasty.
What?
That's two good ones.
I know, it is. Josh, what do you think? You want me to come back?
I'm going Flying Fish. I really liked Flying Fish.
I like both of these, but New Flying Fish was fantastic.
I like Flying Fish.
Yeah. Just because I've been there more recently and my last Citricose meal wasn't fantastic, I have to pick Flying Fish as well. Believe it or not, it's not a steakhouse. Best steak I've ever had at Walt Disney World was a Flying Fish. Nick, what do you think?
I've never been to Citricose. I'm going Flying Fish. I really like that place.
There you go. Ashley.
Definitely Flying Fish.
Jason.
I'm going with Flying Fish before the remodel. I like the interior.
You do that.
Gross. David.
I am surprised, but I like Citricose.
Citricose is wonderful. Flying Fish, I had such a better experience. Marcy.
I ordered fish at Flying Fish, and it was terrible. So
you should have got the steak. Don't be ridiculous.
So does that mean I should order fish at STK?
Correct.
Yeah.
Josh's fish sandwich. It was so good.
I have a gift card.
Oh, God. So barely Flying Fish was at, that's 5-2, I believe, Nick?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Next up, Paul.
Yes, we got a vote in for Homecoming. So that will actually flip that result for now.
Yay.
Say hi to Art Smith for
me. Goodbye, California Grill.
So now that's 5 votes for Homecoming, 4 for California Grill.
It could still be swayed.
It could still be swayed. Mm-hmm. Homecoming moves on for now.
Right. Who was that called in? Do you know the name?
I to.
No, you can't go to their home.
Well, I'm keeping record of it. Do you need it?
All right.
I don't want to give
it. Was it Chris?
No.
Okay, because Chris is in the lead with 4 points now.
Yeah.
Based on that flip. So
all four of his went?
Is called.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So homecoming is now moving on, unless we get that changed.
All right.
Oh, by the way, the I just want to reiterate the rules real quick for people listening. So it's never too late to call for any of the matchups that we've already done until a few minutes after showtime. So you don't have to call in while we're debating that. You could still call back and debate and vote for Ohana if you wanted to, or, you know, whatever. You could go back and vote for those, just to let everybody know, because he was worried that it was too late to cast his vote for homecoming.
There you go.
Just wanted to reiterate that.
It was too late.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway. It's never too late to drop the G.
That's right.
Anyway. All right, we got LaCellier versus Splitsville.
This is absurd.
The outhouse versus the penthouse, right? Jason, why don't you lead us off?
LaCellier, even though I don't really like it.
That's right. I took you the first time, and you didn't like it. I forgot.
I didn't like it. I even got what you told me to get, and I didn't like it.
It's gone. My Kansas City strip has been gone for years now. So mad.
It's probably best.
Marcy.
I'm going with LaCellier. I love LaCellier. And actually, Splitsville has really good food. I was surprised. But I still like LaCellier better.
I think Splitsville is incredibly underrated. Ashley?
I'm actually voting for Splitsville because I did not like LaCellier either. And I like bowling while I eat. It's fun. It's a fun night.
Can't bowl at LaCellier.
Yet. You cannot.
Give Bob Chapek some time.
That's right.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay, what is the old version of nine pins? We could do something like that there. Make it there classy.
Already barely fits people. Why not add some bowling, Alan? David!
This is tough. I got to compare what LaCellier is to steakhouses versus what Splitsville is to bowling alleys, and I got to go with Splitsville.
Yeah. Nick?
What's the vote so far? That won't sway my vote, but I was... Do we know?
Is it 2-2, I believe? 2-2? Yeah.
Feels right. I'm also going Splitsville. I'm not the biggest LaCellier fan. They just never go there. Splitsville's a fun time.
Josh?
Splitsville.
Why?
If I asked you where you wanted to go to lunch next Tuesday, Splitsville or LaCellier, what would you say?
See, LaCellier lunch is not my problem. I can get some poutine and some soup.
I'm not just comfortable just rolling in there to a signature and spending $18 a head, I guess.
We could order some drinks and make it okay.
We could. I'm a Splitsville guy.
Okay. I'm also going to go with Splitsville. LaCellier went downhill for a while. I thought the last couple of meals I had there were pretty good, though. But I think Splitsville just appeals to more people. It's more fun, and I think the menu's surprisingly good. I've enjoyed the pizza there. I thought the sushi was good. Like, anything I've ever had there. And the birthday cake martini.
Mm-hmm.
Love that birthday cake martini. So, yep. Splitsville over LaCellier. There's got to be people freaking out in the chat.
All right, lots of votes coming in. First of all, we have a vote for California Grill, putting that one back up over Homecoming for the moment.
Flipping it back.
So as of right now, California Grill has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 votes to 5 votes over Homecoming.
Wow.
All right. Yes. So also...
Uh-oh.
Yes, also, we have a vote for... Citricose. Where was that? Citricose. If you have Citricose, now if you call in a vote, you had a friend do it, there you go. You have another vote for Citricose, and you can get them over Flying Fish. So that's where we stand right now. And there we go.
All right, let's move on. 50s Primetime Cafe versus Tutto Italia. Josh, what do you got?
Italia.
Nick. I'll come back to Nick. Jason.
50s prime time.
Okay, with the weird voice. Marcy.
50s. It's the only place that I can see Dave in the corner.
David.
I was going to vote for 50s.
but now you're in the corner, so why?
Yes. I'll stick with, as much as I hate interactive dining, I'll go with 50s prime time.
All right, Ashley?
50s.
Well, that's 4-1. Who didn't go yet? Jason, did you go?
I went. Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, go ahead.
Another vote for Italia.
I already voted. You already voted. Who did I miss?
I'm Nick, but he's on the phone.
Is it? What's the score so far? Is it 4-1? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is anything right, at 50s primetime good?
No.
Nothing there
it
is good.
Years ago.
They don't do anything anymore because nobody...
No, they don't have fun. They got rid of the view. They got rid of the Viewmasters because people complained that they could get eye illness from it.
Yeah.
They got rid of the s'mores.
Why do you think I wear glasses?
The s'mores are gone. Come on. Nick, what do you think?
Right, see, you need a vote for me, right?
Primetime or Tudo, yeah.
Oh, 50s Primetime Cafe.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going Tudo. You're all psychotic. Tudo, I hated Tudo after Alfredo's closed. I've been back several times since. It's been wonderful. Their spaghetti and meatballs are magical.
Did you call in for Tudo?
So what's the vote count there?
I think 5-2.
5-2. Yep.
50s, they don't have fun anymore. They got rid of the s'mores. They got rid of the Viewmaster. It's worthless.
Nothing is fresh.
Oh, God.
We got another vote in for Citricose, so now that has taken the lead over Flying Fish.
Wow.
Citricose takes the lead now. 6-5 votes over Flying Fish at the moment.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
California Grill got another vote, so that extends its lead. That one has flip-flopped a little bit here. That one now extends the California lead 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The California Grills have taken the lead.
8-5.
I don't believe it.
There you go. California Grill now extends its lead to 8-5.
Gross.
There you go.
All right. I have Sanaa versus Portobello. Let's make this quick. Josh. Based on our happy hour experience from last night.
I'm wavering, but I guess I'll go with Sanaa.
Nick.
Sanaa.
I'm picking Sanaa. Jason.
Sanaa.
Ashley.
Sanaa.
Marcy.
Sanaa.
David.
Sanaa.
Sanaa sweeps. Goodbye, Portobello. Down Portobello Road it goes. All right. We're in the middle of things here. We're halfway through. I want to quickly mention... for our Patreon Wigs members, tonight there is a post-show, a half-hour post-show directly following WW News Tonight. So if you'd like to go join, it's patreon.com/WDWNT. If you'd like to join, a great half-hour post-show tonight. We'll talk more about this. We'll do some fun stuff. I got some fun Patreon announcements. We'll talk more about the 10th anniversary event and more. So please join us there if you're a Patreon member. Don't miss it. And now, Jason, we offer that at which level starting now? You get that at the...
Everybody.
So even the $2? Is that
even
right?
Even the $2 people
even
get
at
the $2
a month, you get 2 WDW News Tonight post shows a month where you get to interact and talk with us live. It's very fun. So anyway, let's keep the tournament going, shall we? Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
All right, we do have a vote in.
Move your clipboard.
We do have. Yeah. We have a vote in for Trails End.
Oh.
Trails End, that does flip that matchup right now. Trails End now in a 5-4 lead over Yak and Yeti. 5-4 lead for Trails End over Yak and Yeti. That matchup has now been flipped.
This is an insane asylum.
How many burner phones does Gabe have?
Hi, this is Gabe. Do you like to put in a vote for Citricose?
We have a vote in for Flying Fish, which now flips that back to Flying Fish over Citricose, 7-6.
Good.
Wow.
There you go. That one's going back and forth.
Can I continue or you got more?
No, you can continue.
Thank you. All right, next up we got the Be Our Guest Restaurant versus Rainforest Cafe. Josh?
I guess Be Our Guest, but it's closer than I want Be Our Guest.
No, I don't blame you, Nick.
They serve 3 meals.
So does Rainforest.
That's what makes it tough.
Going with Be Our Guest.
Jason?
Be your guest.
It's not the name, but all right. Marcy.
Definitely be our guest.
David.
He said be our guest also. He had to step out.
Oh, okay.
Collusion.
Marcy, whatever you want is fine, Marcy. Ashley.
Even if it's just for atmosphere alone, be our guest.
Did I get everybody?
It doesn't matter. Be our guest.
It doesn't, because I'm picking Rainforest, because I used to be the biggest Be Our Guest fan, and I don't care for the table. We're talking table service here. Lunch and breakfast are not table service, and they're the only meals I think are good here. I'm taking Rainforest. I think incredibly underrated. I think people knock the interior, which I understand. But I think you can have a good, cheap, nice meal at Rainforest. They treat their customers so well, especially if you're in their loyalty program. It is a one-time fee, and you always get front of the line. You get birthday rewards. They treat loyalty very well, and the menu at least stays on par, and you could find good things on it. I'm going Rainforest. 6-1.
Tonga toast.
They do have good French toast in the morning. It's called Tonga toast. It's not the same. I get it, but it's fine. 6-1, be our guest.
The Lava Lounge is kind of pleasant.
Yeah. I like their specials. I think those special meals they put out on those boards all the time are very, very good.
That was closer than you'd think.
Anyway, next.
Somebody in the chat wrote, those fake gorillas have dust on them.
Maybe they do.
How close do you have to get to the gorilla to...
They're not wrong.
All right, let's move on. We have the Coral Reef versus the Liberty Tree Tavern. Jason.
As much as I want to go with Liberty Tree Tavern, since they lost the characters, it sucks. Coral Reef.
Pardon his French. Marcy.
This is hard because neither one are good. Well, the only good seat at Coral Reef is where you're close to the tank, but then everyone's staring at you. The food's not that good. And then Liberty Tree Tavern, the food's not good, and there's, like, no room, and the bathroom's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I guess Coral Reef.
David?
Boy, I don't know. I'm going to go with Liberty Tree Tavern.
Why?
I prefer the classic food. I don't know. I mean, their mac and cheese is not bad. Their turkey is usually dry, but it's passable. And there's nothing in Coral Reef anymore that I particularly go there for. It's, you know, the food is average.
Yeah. Ashley?
I'm going with Liberty Tree because I actually had a decently good meal there not too long ago.
What did you have?
And it was good. It was the turkey, and it wasn't dry. It was good. So I'm picking them.
Nick?
I'm going Coral Reef. I have always liked my meal there. Not loved, but I never loved my meal at Liberty Tree either. So I get the atmosphere there.
Josh?
Take a guess. Coral Reef.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I didn't have a great experience at Coral Reef outside of the Chocolate Wave, which of course I love.
Do you remember Liberty Tree Tavern?
We had a bad lunch there. Oh, I'll go Coral Reef.
They don't have pot roast anymore. They don't have sandwiches anymore.
I didn't like the pot roast anyway. I don't care. As long as I can put my mozzarella sticks in my clam chowder, I don't care. That's not a euphemism.
Do they have mozzarella sticks anymore?
They still have them.
Do they?
Tavern fried cheese. Hell yeah, they do.
All right.
5-2, Coral Reef.
All right. Whispering Canyon versus Crystal Palace. Josh! Battle of the all-you-can-eat.
Crystal Palace.
Why?
Characters. Like, the food is better. There's more variety.
All right.
I was just there maybe 3 weeks ago. It was pretty pleasant.
Nick?
Whispering Canyon.
Okay, Jason?
Whispering Canyon.
Marcy?
Because having your meal served in an iron skillet is what's wrong with America, Crystal Palace.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
David?
Because having your meal served in an iron skillet is what's right with America.
Yeah!
Yeah.
David's sleeping on the couch tonight! Woo! And Ashley.
Hashtag not my husband.
Ashley.
Whispering Canyon.
I'm going to go Whispering Canyon because I had the world's worst Crystal Palace experience like 10 years ago, and I still haven't gone back. So that's Canyon, right?
Yeah, Canyon 5-2 mm-hmm. over Crystal Palace. You can still sway votes. We haven't had a call in a while. 407.
Also, because dinner doesn't start at noon. Or 11, whatever.
I was there in 1977.
We were the cafeteria, I swear.
I'm younger than you, dummy. I must have something really bad. There was almost something slightly different than dummy that was in there. But anyway.
407-774-8255. If you want to sway some of these votes here.
No one called. Good. Let's move on.
Based on the Yelp reviews I just read.
Yeah, you can always trust Yelp. How are those STK Yelp reviews? Those good?
My baby food.
Monsieur Paul versus Shudders. Josh.
Monsieur Paul. Well, Shudders doesn't exist anymore, so you got to go with the Paul. 3 Michelin stars, the longest running in the world. Did you know Michelin Tire Company gives out Michelin stars?
He's not lying. It's not a joke. Anyway.
Okay, so now Josh decides to string more than 10 words together at once?
What is this? Whoa!
It's getting heated. David, what do you think?
Come at
me,
Gertie.
There's no way I can vote for Shudders, though.
There's no way I can vote for Shudders, though? That's 2 for Monsieur Paul, Marcy.
Yeah, I hate to agree with Josh, but yeah.
3 for Monsieur Paul, Ashley.
I wanted to vote for Shudders, but Josh made the excellent point that it doesn't exist anymore.
Soon.
Monsieur Paul. Yeah, soon, but it's not
still
going
exists
to exist.
Right now. 4 for Monsieur
it's
Paul.
It's not going to.
Nick.
I don't like either of these places, but Monsieur Paul.
Who didn't vote?
I just have to, to vote for the restaurant that's named after the great Matt Paul.
I'm going with Shudders. How dare all of you?
Wow.
For 1 year, Shudders had the best menu at all of Walt Disney World. Then they ruined it again.
In 1977. It was a great year.
It opened in
2015, dummy.
1988, when they opened, they had the best menu.
Well, his memory is not very good, apparently.
I took my parents in 2016. It was only a year ago. And we had the best meal we've ever had at Walt Disney World. And then they tanked the menu again.
And then they closed it.
But Monsieur Paul, all right, Nick, what are we ruining?
All right, we have a vote in, actually not changing anything too much here. We got a vote in for Crystal Palace, inching it closer to Whispering Canyon. So now that matchup is 5-4, Whispering Canyon over Crystal Palace. So, again, if you have Crystal Palace, you could hop it over Whispering Canyon with a call, 407-774-8255.
Don't ruin this, everybody. All right, next up,
call and fix that.
We have Artist Point versus Raglan Road. David.
I don't know. I like Raglan Road. I'm gonna go with Raglan Road, I think.
Is that how this works?
Marcy.
Yes, Josh. I vote for the restaurant that I like.
Marcy.
Yeah, and because Irish step dancing is awesome.
It is. Ashley?
I'm picking Artist Point because I like them better.
There you go. Jason.
I'm going to have to go with Artist Point on this one.
Okay. Josh?
Raglan.
Nick?
Artist Point.
Ooh, I get to decide.
Ooh.
You know, Artist Point, I've had good and bad meals there. Raglan, I have not had a bad meal yet, and I like the beer. I'm going with Raglan. I also love the entertainment. Every time we've been there, I thought the entertainment was great, whether it's the step dancers or the band. Really, really great. So, yeah, Raglan by a nose.
Yep, 4-3 on that one.
Oh, boy, I'm excited for this next matchup. I love both of these. We have Le Chef de France versus STK. I'm going to go first. Le Chef's, because they have a good lunch. Josh?
STK, they have a good lunch.
Stop. Nick.
STK, they have a good brunch.
Oh, they don't even have brunch yet.
I'm swayed by Michelle. She loves it so much. She would have voted for it if she was here, so that one's in honor of her.
Michelle Memorial vote. It's 2-1 STK. Jason.
I'm going to vote with STK because it has tumbleweeds.
Are you really picking STK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 3-1 STK, Ashley.
I'm going to pick STK, too.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
Marcy?
I'm going with Chefs de France because it's a short walk to the patisserie.
David?
Yeah, Chefs de France. And please, somebody call in.
And I'm also, I went with chefs already. So what is it, 4-3?
4-3 STK.
4-3 STK.
Chef doesn't take tables for dinner anymore. And they only have one menu.
Okay. All right, next is the one that's going to kill Tom because these are two of his absolute favorites. Oh, go ahead, do that first. Get fed up with it.
All right, we just got a vote in for Artist Point. Artist Point bringing that over Raglan Road with now 5 votes to Raglan Road's 4. So Artist Point at this moment is moving on to round 2, unless that's swayed.
All right, there you go. All right, two of my favorites. It's Boatwright's Dining Hall versus Captain's Grill. Jason.
I got to go with Captain's Grill. Their breakfast buffet was spectacular.
David.
Yeah, Captain's Grill.
Marcy.
I guess Captain's Grill. I haven't eaten at either one, so.
Way to go. Ashley.
Just barely Captain's Grill.
Captain's Grill. Josh.
Boatwright's.
What do you like better about Boatwright's?
Well, Captain's Grill sucks so much. That
no,
they
doesn't.
They closed the kitchen for 9 months, 2 years ago to revamp the menu. Now they're closing it again because it sucks so much.
No, it doesn't.
Stop. Why else would they be closing it? Nick, it's so long to remodel the whole thing.
Nick, Boatwright's or Captain's Grill?
Boatwright's was so disappointing to me the 2 times I went. Captain's Grill, you turned me into that one. I love her that one. That breakfast was amazing.
Not just the buffet. We did there's the shrimp and grits. Yeah.
Everything was good.
Which is fantastic. Those chocolate waffles are great. For lunch, the sandwiches and the soup. And for dinner, oh, man. There's so many good options for dinner as well. Captain's Grill.
So do we know? What's the vote total on that? I missed some of that.
I think it's 6-1 on that.
6-1.
Yeah. Josh was the one
voting. Move me to Captain's Grill. I hate being left out.
No, it's fine. Boatwright's is good. I love Boatwright's.
Remember that chick, the chicken we had?
You're going to say that chick? Never mind. Boatwright's is great. That's what's really hard. I love both of these. I think Captain's Grill, just because I've had a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They have 3 meals.
They had three of my favorite, one of my favorite breakfasts, one of my favorite lunches, and one of my favorite dinners. I mean, that's tough. I think I've at least had one entree at Boatwright's where I was like, I don't know.
Who put Brown Derby and Hollywood and Vine against each other?
Well, we're going to find out. Let's do it. Brown Derby versus Hollywood and Vine, Marcy.
Marcy's
Sorry.
On mute.
There we go.
Sorry. Which meal?
Any.
No, all. It's
okay.
It's,
well, the now the we're only concerned meal. About well, the only meal that I've ever enjoyed at Hollywood and Slime is the Star Wars dinner. So I'm gonna have to go with what was it up again? Oh, Brown Derby. I'm going with Brown Derby.
That Star Wars meal was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
David.
I love Brown Derby. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah. Ashley.
Brown Derby.
Jason.
Brown Derby.
Josh.
I like Hollywood and Vine more than almost anybody, but it's still obviously Brown Derby.
Yeah.
Especially their lunches.
In fairness, you know, I used to knock Hollywood and Vine. Two recent dinner experiences in the last 2 years, thought were very good. Hollywood and Vine is not somewhere I wouldn't send people anymore, but Brown Derby, I have spectacular meal after spectacular meal. I try to go once a month or once every other month because I love it so much. Their lunch is also really good, too. They have that burger and that chicken sandwich. I love them. Nick, what do you think?
Brown Derby.
Brown Derby. There you go. Brown Derby wins. But not to knock Hollywood and Vine. It's still a valid restaurant. Do we have a call, Nick? He's back on the phone.
Not until you hear the noise.
Things are going to get ruined. All right, let's keep going then. Cinderella's Royal Table versus Mama Melrose. Josh!
I've never been to Cinderella's Royal Table.
You've never
Royal
been to
Cinderella's
Oh, do we have any experts on this panel?
I'm saving
Can
it.
Can these people cover Walt Disney World?
I'm saving it to go with my wife and child for the first time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
By then, it'll be an upcharge event. So
more bloggable. I guess I'm a Mama Melrose guy then.
Oh. Gross. Jason.
You know, in 1989, I had a great meal at Mama Melrose, so I'm going to go with Mama Melrose.
Are you really picking Mama Melrose over Royal Table?
I haven't had a good meal at Royal Table.
Oh, boy. Marcy.
Do what's right.
You can't pick disgusting Italian over eating in the castle, for goodness sake. I'm definitely picking Royal Table.
Unless that disgusting Italian is Tom Corliss. But anyway.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Anyway, David, go ahead.
Cinderella Royal Table.
Royal Table. Ashley.
The Royal Table.
Nick. Nope, he's on the phone. I'm also taking Royal Table because Mama Melrose is an abomination.
It is better than Tony's, though.
Nick, Royal Table or Mama Melrose?
Royal Table.
The Royal Table.
Is that 5-2?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on, guys.
Ruin everyone's good time. Yes. We only got 8.5 minutes.
Let's do it. All right. Let's go over what we got here. We have a vote for Raglan Road. Raglan Road. That vote for Raglan Road gives Raglan Road 6 to Artist Points 5. It moves Raglan Road tentatively onto round 2.
I just end voting.
We have another vote for Citricose. That one has been going back and forth. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so that puts it 8-7. Citricose over Flying Fish now switches that one back. As of right now, Citricose going to round 2 over Flying Fish by 1 vote.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
We have a vote for Le Chefs de France. Right now, swinging that one 6-4, right? No, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's gonna be 5-4.
Is it 5-4? Okay, yeah, I had one extra. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I'm swinging that to 5-4 over STK. So as of right now, Chefs de France moving on to round 2 versus STK.
Whoever has STK, you call it, I'll take you. I have a gift card.
He has a gift card.
A gift card.
So there you go. That one flipped.
What
there.
If it's Gabe?
I'm very.
Oh, boy.
Please tell me that's true.
I want to go to this meal.
Gabe, even if it's not yours, please call in.
The one way I go to STK. Gabe and Josh. Nick, go ahead.
Oh, one more. We have San Angel in. Another vote there. So you got that one's bringing that to within 1 vote to Kona Cafe. Ooh. So San Angel in creeps closer. It is 5-4 now on that really early matchup we had there, but they wanted to try to get San Angel to move on there. Okay. So there you go.
All right, we got to go through these a little fast. We're running out of time here. 9 Dragons versus Plaza Restaurant. Marcy.
Plaza.
David.
No question, Plaza Restaurant.
Jason.
9 Dragons.
Ashley.
9 Dragons.
Nick.
Nick's on the phone.
Josh.
9.
I'm going 9 Dragons. Nick, I need a vote! He's on the phone.
Well, 9 Dragons.
We didn't
wins.
Think it's this just, through.
It's just 4-3 or 5-4, but 9 Dragons.
Well, either way, 9 Dragons. We'll find out what Nick's vote is momentarily. 9 Dragons.
Did we ever get his vote for Brown Derby?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Tusker House versus La Hacienda de San Angel. Josh.
Tusker.
I'm going to go La Hacienda. Jason.
There's no way I can vote Tusker.
Not after the meal we had. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. David.
La Hacienda.
Marcy.
Hacienda.
Ashley.
Hacienda.
All right, it looks like it's going to be La Hacienda. Eventually we'll get Nick to vote on these so we at least get you guys the points. But as of now, La Hacienda. All right, Boma versus Maya Grill. Ashley.
Boma.
Josh.
Boma.
I'm also going to go Boma. Jason.
Boma.
Marcy.
Boma, 100%.
David.
Yeah, my favorite buffet on property, Boma.
It's going to be Boma. The Wave versus Cape May Cafe. Josh.
Wave.
I'm also going to go with The Wave. Love that breakfast buffet. David.
I like Cape May Cafe.
All right, Marcy?
Yeah, definitely Cape May Cafe.
Jason?
This is so difficult because Cape May has a great dinner buffet, but The Wave, my kids talk about The Wave breakfast repeatedly.
So do I. The Wave. Ashley?
The Wave.
All right, so right now that's The Wave. Jico and Narcusi's. Jason?
Jico.
David.
Chico.
Marcy.
Yep, Chico.
Ashley.
Chico.
Josh.
Chico.
I'm also going
Chico.
Oh, there's Nick, so 7-0 Chico. Nick, who'd you have between the Wave and Cape May?
The Wave.
Boma and Maya Grill.
Boma.
And Tusker and La Hacienda.
Tusker.
And Nine Dragons and Plaza.
Nine Dragons.
Yeah, Nine Dragons won.
So what's do you have the scores on
they
all
didn't
this?
Sway anything. Jason, do you have the votes?
Everything that's on the screen is correct at this point.
But do you have the numbers?
No, I thought you were writing them down.
When?
Uh-oh.
I haven't been doing that the whole time. We'll figure it out
in the post-show.
But those are
the
winners.
We don't
have
time for that. We'll figure it out in the post-show.
Beer Garden versus Paddlefish. Josh. Don't bring baby food into this. Don't even dare.
Don't hurt yourself, Josh.
Paddlefish.
Nick. I don't understand why Paddlefish is a 10 seed.
Paddlefish.
Here.
I'm going Paddlefish, Jason.
Paddlefish.
Marcy.
Beer Garden.
David.
Beer Garden.
Ashley.
Paddlefish.
Barely Paddlefish.
4-3.
I like Beer Garden, though.
Wasn't it 5? I thought it was
5-2. No, it was 5-2.
It's 5-2.
Oh, 5-2. Yeah. Okay.
That's why we don't have you doing the numbers.
That's right, see?
All right, this is the last one. We got Via Napoli versus the House of
Blues. I'm going to vote here Via Napoli.
Yeah. Josh.
Italian.
Okay. I'm also picking Via Napoli, obviously. Marcy.
Yep, Via Napoli.
David.
Napoli.
Ashley.
Napoli.
Jason.
Epcot.
That's right. You always pick the Epcot.
I always pick Epcot. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to end round one. We'll get those updated brackets out to you guys on Twitter momentarily. You could also see them if you're watching the video show. There are some big upsets and stuff. We'll talk about those more for those of you joining us in the post show. Much, much more in that post show if you are a Patreon member of the WIGS, the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. But next week, we're going to take it from there. We still got plenty of matchups to go, rounds 2 through the championship round next week. We're also going to have the conclusion of March Tragic for you next week. Keep those calls going, though. We'll take the calls at least through the half hour, so while we're still on for that post show.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to run down these votes. We won't tally them right now, but we got votes for Crystal Palace, Flying Fish, which is just messing that one up, Artist Point, Crystal Palace again, Le Chef de France, Yak and Yeti, Nine Dragons, and Beer Garden. That's going to mess up a lot of stuff. We'll calculate those totals, and we'll have those for you later on.
Wow.
So if you're a Patreon member, keep on listening. We'll have a post show, but
and then
we'll go
after
over some
that,
of that.
We'll tweet out the
where the bracket stands.
Brackets for everybody, but wow, we knew this was going to be something. Next week's going to be even crazier.
What did we do?
We didn't think we were going to have this kind of, like, obviously we've had a great response in years past, but this is, we were talking about a 600% increase in the number of people playing along with us in March Madness. So thank you guys also. We're going to try our best to get through this, and I'm glad we got such a great response and you guys are so in.
And
we're going to have a good time.
Phones are coming in some more.
Take the phones. I'll wrap up this show. So again, please join us again next week. Thanks to Josh for being here and joining us for this. We appreciate it, Josh.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. And remember, kids, try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. Good night.